Yeah, no stranger. Rod Reed, TSU football coach. Good morning, Rod.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
How are you, man? Is this a dead time for you? What? Huh?
No, never dead. You know, we're actually hosting about 8 or 10 recruits today here on campus, so I'm sitting over at the Mansion House about to have breakfast with them and their families.
Well, and you talk about that, of course. There's two signing periods now. Let's talk about that. The impact of that early signing period around the 21st of December, and now you're into the normal routine of having, you know, the visits on January, all leading all up to the National Signing Day, the first Wednesday of February. How much has that changed how you go about your business?
It really doesn't change a whole lot. I think you've got to do a better job, you know, in the spring. Us, you know, during the month of May, when we get out in April and May, we got to do a better job identifying student athletes then because of that early signing period, you know, because of resources, you know, we don't get out as much, you know, during the fall. And you know, that's not a knock on anything, but it really is going to help us, you know, get better in our spring recruiting. And I think we've done a heck of a job over the last 3 years with our spring recruiting, identifying talent in the spring, and it minimizes what we have to do when we go out in November and December looking at talent in this time of year. So we're going to do an excellent job with that. I think it helped us. I think we were able to address some really, really specific needs in the early signing period, and I'm excited about the kids that we got during that period.
Well, also some news made lately, obviously, the press release came out yesterday, four transfers. And the one thing about the relationship to FBS to FCS is because the, quote, drop downs, and that's a, you know, whatever you want to think about that. But you got four new kids coming on town and onto the roster, and certainly a lot of conversations going to be talking about McKee Brown, of course, played in – Mekhi Brown, right, who you guys have been recruited even before he went to Alabama, and we know what happened in the national championship game, but then again, he got Nick Saban thought enough of him to put him back out on the field and discipline him later, but to have Mekhi Brown come in, that caliber of player, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, he's a strong player, and, you know, it was unfortunate what happened. I think University has released a statement about that, so we won't comment a whole lot about that. You know, what's important to us here at Tennessee State University is moving forward and, you know, trying to help this young man get back on track academically and athletically. He's going to be an asset to our program. You know, he's got to come in and do some things that we want him to do, and, you know, he's willing to do that. So, you know, if those things are done, I feel really good about him and, you know, Christian Abercrombie, you know, and Demery Croft and those other kids are coming in.
Well, and the thing about it is, too, where everybody in life is about second chances, and the kid made a mistake, but he's not a knucklehead. That was just a heat of the moment thing. I think everyone agrees with that. So, and for everything you say, I mean, even, you know, sure, he's a 4-star prospect and he can play and this and that and whatever, but the fact that it is, I would agree, probably through your research, you found out, hey, the kid made a mistake. Let's move on.
Well, and you know, this was something that was in the works. You know, Kai, you know, had shown strong interest in TSU way prior to that incident. And, you know, it was unfortunate, and, you know, we're going to move on.
Well, and again, not putting words in your mouth, but he had already applied for enrollment, so he was already looking for TSU for that. Denny Croft, this is an interesting transfer. University of Minnesota, the quarterback, big, strong, 6'5", redshirt sophomore. He played in Minnesota's 9 games this year, starting the final 6. And I know you're, you know, what you got out of Michael Hughes coming in and everything, and then maybe moving Treyon Harris to a different position, but you've raised the ante at the quarterback position.
Yeah, actually, you know, Kalen Whitlow and Demery Croft. Kalen Whitlow is a junior college kid that came in also, but Demery, it was an interesting find. You know, when the incident at Minnesota, you know, when he decided to leave Minnesota, it was a surprise to me because he started the last 7 games, and it was an unfortunate deal that happened early in the year. He was falsely accused of something, and it was just a communication or whatever, and they got that straightened out. So he again be the starting quarterback. And, you know, I spoke to a couple of people at the convention, and he probably would have been the starting quarterback for the next couple of years. But, you know, he just felt a little uncomfortable there. And, you know, we were able to get him up on a visit here. And, I mean, he fell in love with the place, right? And he didn't take any other visits. And I was like, wow. So to be able to get a kid of that caliber who has the kind of, you know, arm strength and you know, his running ability at 6'5", you know, 210 pounds, you know, you got to like a kid like that. And it's just going to bring, you know, Michael Hughes will be coming back as a starter. You know, it's going to create a lot of competition at that position right there.
TSU football coach Rod Reed, University Showcase, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. We are at Bongo Java, and you talk about the transfers, and everyone takes advantage of it. Even if in the other levels of like basketball, you have the one and duns. You're also now getting the one and duns on the top end, where players will transfer out and play 1 year as grads, you know. And so it's the whole dynamic has changed, and there's this rule that's pending that says there's going to be a one-time transfer rule for everybody. And that, boy, if I'm a coach, that scares the heck out of me.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It really does. I think that, you know, I'm not on the rules committee, but I think, you know, we're making it a little bit too flexible at times. I thought the one where you had to have 2 years of playing eligibility left in order to transfer was good. And then, you know, rewarding a kid for graduating and have eligibility left in order to go, you know, where he wants to go, I think that's a good rule also. The kid is somewhere and he's not playing and he's graduated and want to move on and try to better himself on the field somewhere else, I think that's a good rule. But I think, you know, we get a little too flexible sometimes. But, you know, I'm not, you know, at the powers of me, you know, I can only say what my little opinion is. But it'll create a huge shakeup, I can tell you that.
Well, and let me give you an example. Lane Clark, after his junior year, was maybe the best kicker in the country of all levels. Okay,
right.
You know, all of a sudden, yeah, and all of a sudden he can go anywhere in the country to play. That's boy. If I'm a coach, I mean, you know, I heard something earlier in the week. Looks like Nick Saban has 120 feeder systems, right? You know,
exactly. As
you get good,
exactly.
You know, yeah.
Which
so. four Tennessee State football players, postseason honors, Lane Clark, Chris Collins, Ebenezer, Ebo Ogundeko, Vincent Sellers. They're going to be playing and showing their wares there at the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl. Also, a couple other senior showcases. But again, just showing you the caliber of athlete that's coming through TSU, that they're getting these looks for the next level.
Absolutely, and if we could ever keep them all healthy at one time, we'd be a heck of a football team. But, you know, I mean, Lane be hurt, he will be hurt, but Bonds, you know, those guys. But we got a couple of guys, you know, NFL scouts definitely have taken notice to three or four of our seniors. I think we'll have three or four guys in camp this year, a couple of them possibly drafted. You know, Ebo has a good opportunity to raise his stock today in that NFLPA game that they're playing out in California. I spoke with him on yesterday. He's really excited. You know, he's done a good job in practice this week. So I'll be interested to see how he plays today.
Well, and it's a good opportunity for them. And it's also, hey, you go to a recruit and say, look, you can get to, you know, because everybody wants to play at the next level. And any college kid to tell you they don't, they're crazy, okay? And, you know, they're not telling the truth. But you can go in and say, look, here's what we've got. And certainly, when you get to the level of like a senior bowl or whatever, and just a different things, but you can show that, say, hey, look, you can get where you want to go by coming through TSU.
That's been the constant for the last, you know, 6, 7, 8 years. We've had guys have an opportunity to get opportunities at the next level. And, you know, that's important, you know, when you're talking about recruiting, you know, academics and football, you know, those are the two things that you're stressing when you're sitting down in the home. And you want all these kids to get a college degree and graduate and matriculate through the system. But you also want to have, you know, everybody has that dream of playing at the next level. And we know that that's only 1%. But I think that, you know, we've been doing a really good job of getting our 1% at the next level over the last 8 years.
TSU football coach Rod Reed with us. University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel right here at Bongo Java. All right, what's going on right now? Where are you? Because I know you've got the weekend visits leading up to the National Signing Day, the original one, the Fat First Wednesday in February, and then off to spring camp and all of that stuff. So it never stops, does it?
Right. Yeah, right now I'm sitting in the lobby of the Maxwell House Hotel. We're about to go have breakfast with the recruits and their parents, and then we're going to get on the shuttle and go over to campus and give the kids a campus tour, let them speak with some professors in their specific areas, and, safety and security, our police department. You know, we have a whole program in line for them this morning, and then we'll break for lunch and we'll go down and see Nissan Stadium, and then they'll come back and have a little rest time, and then we'll go to basketball game tonight. And then they'll be free to hang out with their host for a little bit.
Let me ask you this. How much is the selling point? You mentioned it, Nissan Stadium. I know you play about half your games each year, certainly the John Merritt Classic and the homecoming games are at Nissan Stadium because, quite frankly, Hale Stadium won't, you know, they're bigger than that. But
Right. It's huge, man, you know, to be able to go down and, those kids are going to go down today. They're going to see, you know, three or four different uniforms down there. They're going to get to hang out in the locker room. They're going to get to see the field and walk the press box area and you know, put our equipment on and take some pictures and whatnot. It's exciting to be in that venue and be in that arena and a kid knowing that he has an opportunity several times a year to play in an NFL stadium, not just here, you know, at Tennessee State, but, you know, we'll go play in the Liberty Bowl last year. You know, we played in Raymond James Stadium. So we offer great opportunities, kids opportunities here to just be national when it comes to recruiting and play in great venues. And Nissan Stadium is one of them.
Rod, good talking to you this morning. We'll have you on halftime tonight at the men's game on 102.1 FM. So, I need some fresh stuff tonight, okay?
Well, you're going to have to talk to my agent. He'll get back with you on whether or not.
Your agent? I know who your agent is, Mrs. Rod Reed. I know no better
go.
Than that.
There you go. I'll see you guys.
All right, thanks, Rod. TSU football coach Rod Reed, again, the